when you look at scripture and you see things like the comparisons between God, Yahuwah, and Baal, for example, Yahweh and Baal, and how scripture a lot of times takes it and kind of intentionally taunts other forms of religion during that day by saying, you know, like, for example, the comparisons between Yahweh riding on the clouds and Baal riding in the clouds, you know, because at the time everyone would have recognized the God who rides on the clouds as Baal. But, you know, the Bible is essentially saying, no, you know, it's Yahweh. So in that kind of thought process, I like the idea that everything is God's and everything can be used to glorify God, you know, and I think I look at it as kind of an extra slap in the face to Satan when I use something that's his to glorify God.
Amen. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, the first that I heard about that was from the work of Dr. Michael Heiser. He talked about that, and actually, he was just in the studio. For those in the audience who might not be familiar, I work for, well, not really for, maybe with would be a better word. I work with Skywatch TV. I'm a part of their team, so I'm actually recording from the studio right now. But he the past couple of days, Dr. Michael Heiser was in the studio and we recorded 10 programs. It was a marathon. But yeah, that was something that he's talked about too. And it's really cool when you have that and then you look in the Bible and can actually see how that plays out. But yeah, I'm with you. I agree. I remember, back when, the whole Pentateuch thing was just discovered, and I was getting messages asking if it was something satanic, you know, because Pentateuch, you know, pentagram and all that stuff, when CERN had discovered this thing, or actually, I don't remember if that was specifically a CERN, an LHC discovery, but anyway, there were people concerned about that and asking if it was something satanic. So I wrote an article and did a video and basically said no, because ultimately God was the one that created it. The only thing Satan can do is take what's already God's and try to twist the meaning into something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, you could look at like the evergreen tree, you know, that it never dies. It symbolizes, I would think it symbolizes eternal life, you know, Jesus and the gift of salvation, the eternal life that we're promised. Although in ancient history, the enemy has taken that and really twisted it into some just god awful ways. But, you know, that's the only thing that the enemy can do. He can't create anything of his own. He's never had an original thought of his own. He just twists what's already there. So I completely agree with you on there. And I think White Rabbit's an awesome, awesome name. Tell us about some of your previous videos, the research that you put in and the impact that they've had on the Christian community.
Okay. Probably one of the first major undertakings I did. Well, let me back up a little bit. One of the first videos I did that I kind of considered to be my first, you know, staking my claim as like an actual video maker and not just some guy rambling on the internet was paying tribute to Bill Cooper, who was a conspiracy theorist back in the day. And I did a whole video about who killed JFK. And what I did in that video was I went through a bunch of the symbolism and basically all of the symbolism surrounding Dealey Plaza. And at the time, I actually lived in Dallas, so it wasn't too far of a drive for me. So I actually got some of my own footage of Dealey Plaza and walked through it and everything. And I added a little bit to it, but it was mostly just a rehashing of mostly just his information as well as, you know, fact-checking. There were a couple things that I had to leave out that he had actually made a mistake on in his original lecture. But all in all, you know, that was kind of what I considered to be my first breakout type of video. From there, you know, right before then, you know, I mentioned I had been getting into creation versus evolution. And what I had actually done is taken a couple clips from Ken Hovind lecture and uploaded that. And I realized that I was getting a ton of messages on that video, which was weird because at the time, you know, I only had, you know, 50 subscribers, if that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that video, you know, was getting 300 views and on and on and on and on, you know. And so I was like, maybe, you know, I should do something, make a follow-up video, something that's a little bit in my own words type of thing. And so, and actually, let me pull up here real quick, just
sure
to make sure I'm in the right chronological order here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I forget all the videos I've made here. Yeah, so I guess my Creation vs. Evolution video, I put up significantly before I did the JFK video. But JFK was really the first video where I, you know, like I said, I was kind of making myself known as a video creator. It was what I considered to be my first real work. So, in the following months, you know, I continued making videos, and I took on a couple major symbolism kind of expose type videos. I did one about Saturn Symbolism 101, which I have actually taken down since because of some errors in it. And I did a full hour-long video about the symbolism in the Transformers videos, or the Transformers movies. And that was kind of an intense video for me because I went through a ton of scenes in that series of movies and really talked about all the occult symbolism hidden in every scene and stuff. But then I really started to take on the evolution topic again, and I made a video called The Greatest Lie Ever Told. And that was really kind of a groundbreaking video for me. That's what really kind of, you know, got my channel out there the most initially, especially to Christian audiences. And in The Greatest Lie Ever Told, you know, I went through evolution. And basically what I was describing in that video was why evolution is a belief and not an actual science, or at least why it's more of a belief than a science. And it was kind of interesting because during that time, you know, I was still relatively new to the, you know, creationism topic. And even when I made that video, I was still only like 75% sure type of thing.
Right.
But, you know, I still wanted to get it all out there, and it, you know, I got raving reviews from it. People seemed to really enjoy it, and it kind of quickly became something I was known for. Yeah, probably that The Greatest Lie Ever Told video, you know, I got a ton of positive feedback from that one. A lot of testimonies from people who were saying that they were like atheists before, or, you know, they had their doubts and things like that. And they saw that video and it really kind of helped them. And I've had other people who have said that they've showed it to like their science teachers and other family members and things like that. So that was really cool for me. And that was probably kind of my first real experience with that. I guess I did have some videos where people said that in the before that, but that was you know, a major milestone. I got a lot of messages back from that one. Plans to make a new video talking about evolution, but I think I'm gonna attack it from a different angle moving forward. You know, my beliefs on that topic have kind of morphed over time, largely actually in part due to Michael Heiser's work, when he goes through Genesis. And I kind of find it fascinating because I'm kind of in a point now where I still absolutely think that evolution is wrong. I think it's kind of dumb, to be honest with you.
Yeah, same here.
But I also don't necessarily hold the position of a creationist.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a lot more fluid in my interpretation. I don't think scripture is meant to be taken scientifically. I think it is a theological book. Having said that, I do think that there are some interesting things that you can derive from the text that give great insight into the actual physical world, not just, you know, the non-physical realm. So not even though it's a theological book, it still contains all truth, in my opinion. And even though it may not have a lot of specificity in terms of, you know, how everything got started, it does plant some seeds and gives some pretty good hints, I think. So, With that in mind, I kind of started taking on a video that I called the Genesis Theory. And in the Genesis Theory, I have part one and part two. The first part is 3 hours long. The second part is almost 5 hours long. And it's a compilation of a ton of different clips of a lot of information that most people have never been exposed to. And I covered a lot of things in that series with the intent of getting into my perspective of the Genesis Theory, of how everything came to be, how creation started. And what I was doing was taking from some sciences that are less well known, like plasma cosmology and things like that, the electric universe model stuff along those lines, and using that in conjunction with not only scripture and the book of Genesis, but also other mythological texts from ancient times.